when you think you've said it all, you gotta say some more. I don't even know what I'm gonna say. All I can tell you, let me tell you something. The past is trying to come back into your world. You know it is, because you can see the Wonder Woman movie coming back. You can see the that other movie called Top Gun. It's trying to come back. The Matrix is trying to come back. We're talking about after 10 and 20 years, the economy's crashing back to 1987. So if everything's reverting back around you, and since everything's a fractal, right? A fractal repeat. You know that if everything around you is reverting back to 20 years, 10 years, whatever, then people in your world are going to try to come back. It's going to happen. If it should have already happened. If you're listening to me, 50% of the people listening to me, somebody's tried to get back in your life from the past. And they're not going to change. Their character doesn't change. Their personality doesn't change. People don't change. People don't change. The ones that do change are the ones who've done the work. And it's hard work. The ones who have been introspective. The ones who have admitted wrong, admitted sin. But most people don't admit they're wrong. Most people have been abused so much that they haven't done the work to be whole. And so that because they were abused, they're abusers. And they're going to keep trying to abuse you if you take it. So the past, so if you escaped a narcissist or whatever, another one's going to show up and see if you're going to take their gaslighting or their abuse or their insanity. And if you take it, you're going around the mountain. But hopefully, if you've educated yourself, you don't put up with it anymore, because the system is a repeat. Every day resets, the sunset. It's like a program. Every week resets, every month, every year resets, every 10 years and every 100 years and every 1,000 years. It's a reset button. And so you have a choice. You can look at the repeat out in front of you, and you can be in the repeat with the zombies, with the narcissists, with the psychopaths, sociopath, Jezebel, Delilah, or whatever. You can stay in the repeat if you want to, or you can use the repeat Turing machine that's cutting you on the inner man to teach you a lesson that you don't have to go through the repeat. And it's no different than Genesis 3, hath God said. The devil says, hath God said. You shall be like gods. The devil was a liar. He's a master deceiver. He's a master deceiver. And to go through that repeat over and over and over and not learn your lesson and not learn the game that these people don't change. If they're a stalker, they're always a stalker. If they're a narcissist, they're always a narcissist. If they're a psychopath, there's always one. If they're Jezebel, they're not going to change unless they've done the work. And how many people do the work? Hardly any. Like 1.0001%. Because it's hard to look in the mirror, and they don't want to look in the mirror because everybody else is the problem. That's what a scorner is. A scorner blames everybody else. They cannot look at themselves in the mirror. They cannot look at themselves in the mirror. And so, it doesn't matter who it is, if they show up from the past, You could actually ask them. You could probably, and they will show up because the whole system's rebooting and resetting. And I've actually seen it go back within 30 days. It's like it goes back every day. It goes back like a year. Within the last 30 days, it went back 10 years. And so people from 10 years ago pop up out of nowhere. And so they're trying to pull you back into that pattern that's not you anymore. Your identity is changing. Hopefully your identity is changing more up to the Christ mind, the mind of Christ, the image of Christ. And they're changing more. As a matter of fact, they're going to come back in your world and they're not going to be improved. They're going to be worse. Because if you're not rising up, you're going down. They're going to be more demonic. They're going to be more demonic. Because that's all they know. And they become more demonic. Master deceivers. Masters at gaslighting. They're only going to play the same tricks over and over and over. They have no new game. Just like the devil has no new game. They've practiced their trade for so long, their trade of deception, that they don't have a new game. Hath God said, you shall be your own God. You shall not surely die. So the scorner, come and go along with us. You're not going to die. Come. Let's go do this and do that and corrupt. You know, they're not going to change. And the ones that survived, they found some people to gas that would believe their gaslight. They found some flying monkeys. And those flying monkeys are so stupid they believe their lies. All a flying monkey has to do is say, how come, if you think you're a flying monkey, just ask this question. How come your enabler or your handler has another world, but they don't tell you about it? How come they separate their worlds? Because they live different, they have different realities and different worlds. Why is it when you go around some of their friends in their other world that they don't want to talk to you? Because they've been bad-mouthing you. They bad-mouth each other. They don't want you to find out what they said about you, and they don't want the other flying monkey to find out what they said about them. Listen. Top Gun. Wonder Woman, The Matrix, these are movies from the past, 10 years, the economy crashed in 1987. If it's happening in front of you, it's going to happen in your personal world. Promise, put it in the bank. It's already happening. You just didn't notice it. Ask yourself why that person from the past showed back up. Because they're the past, and it's a ghost. It's not even real anymore. They don't exist in your world anymore. But if you let them back in, it's going to be the same stupid junk over and over.